This week we are in chapter 15 of Luke's Gospel, according to the lectionary. The lectionary is just a wonderful way to be able to, week by week, get a little bit of the scriptures, and then you'll be able to, if you wanted to read all the lectionary suggestions, you can read through the Bible in 3 years and have a blessed time doing it. But, I say but, because we always use, or I always use, one of the New Testament readings from the lectionary to base my sermon on, and that's what this is this week. Chapter 14 is the story of the lost sheep and the story of the lost coin. Now, these are parables. Jesus taught in parables, and you heard me say these are earthly stories with a heavenly meaning. Hear God's Word, New Living Translation. Tax collectors and other notorious sinners often came to listen to Jesus teach. This made the Pharisees and the teachers of religious law complain that he was associating with such despicable people, even eating with them. So Jesus used this illustration. These are all red-letter parables. Verse 4. If you had 100 sheep and one of them strayed away and was lost in the wilderness, wouldn't you leave the 99 others to go and search for the lost one until you found it? And then you will joyfully carry it home on your shoulders. When you arrive, you would call together your friends and neighbors to rejoice with you because one lost sheep was found. In the same way, heaven will be happier over one lost sinner who returns to God than over 99 others who are righteous and haven't strayed away. Now the other story of the lost coin, starting at verse 8 through 10. Or, suppose a woman had 10 valuable silver coins and loses one. Won't she light a lamp and look in every corner of the house and sweep every nook and cranny until she finds it? And when she finds it, she will call her friends and neighbors to rejoice with her because she also found her lost coin. In the same way, there is joy in the presence of God's angels when even one sinner repents. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word.